Welcome to the Doctor's Inn with Dr. Mark Rabinowitz of Prevention First Healthcare as we get set for another exciting week here on WBCB. Chances are vitamins are part of your daily regimen, but are supplements a suitable substitute to a healthy diet? A recent Harvard study says the value of vitamins may be overrated. Dr. Mark Rabinowitz, founder of Southampton-based Prevention First Healthcare, says when it comes to making sure we're getting all of our nutrients, the key is diet. So Dr. Mark, in a recent study, Harvard Medical School's Joanne Manson and her team compared the relationship between diet and health outcomes with the effects of supplemental vitamins and minerals. She said these supplements often come up short and that there's no substitute for a healthy diet. Do you agree or disagree?
I absolutely agree. This has been studied time and time again. It has been commented on by the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, by the United States Task Force on Preventative Illness, by a peer-reviewed medical, it's called the medical letter. In other words, it's not funded by a pharmaceutical research. It's completely altruistic that if an adult eats between 3 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, and probably more in the vegetables than the fruit, every day, you will have every vitamin and nutrient that you would need for good health. Now, here's the caveat. There is no study that will confirm or deny that a multiple vitamin will either help you or hurt you. There's no one definitive test that's ever been done. And one thing that I've read, and I think this is true, is that for people that do wish to take a multivitamin or say, you know, I have a really busy life, and I can't always guarantee that every single day, 7 days a week, I'm able to really accomplish that goal, I want to take a once-a-day multiple vitamin. And I think that's true. I think that people need to look at their own lives and say to themselves, can I really accomplish that goal for whatever their reason? And if they honestly say, you know, I really can't eat 3 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, then a multivitamin may be for them.
So why is it that you think the public has always placed so much value in the multivitamin and other supplements? And are we too reliant on these supplements, perhaps?
Well, I think since there's about $34 billion a year spent in this field, the public likes taking a pill. People will come in and say to me, doctor, give me a pill for my appetite, suppress my appetite. People say, doctor, I want surgery because I can't control my eating. And I explain to them that there has to, at some point, come self-control. There has to, at some point, come education where you have to say to yourself, this is good for me and this the other thing is bad for me. One will lengthen my life, one will shorten my life. These are hard decisions, but the public likes taking a pill. I will tell you, there have been some studies showing a reduction in cancer for men who take a once-a-day multiple vitamin. The one vitamin where I think most people when they go to the doctor are familiar with is vitamin D. And there are ongoing studies that show that people that have normal vitamin D levels are less likely to fracture bones if they fall. They're less likely to come down with certain cancers, and they're less likely to have heart disease. And there are some longitudinal studies. In other words, there's ongoing studies looking to see the future. And that's being done at Harvard and a number of other places because vitamin D is the only vitamin that's manufactured in the human body. All other vitamins we have to get from either our diet or a supplement.
All right, so Dr. Mark, this Harvard study that we're talking about, it states that nothing delivers more nutrients than non-processed foods, but how much of our daily diet should be devoted to these types of foods to ensure that we're taking care of ourselves?
You know, I think everything in life involves balance. I think that if somebody is maintaining a normal body mass index, that's your weight divided by your height squared times 703, and if they're in good health and they eat some processed foods, I don't think that's horrible. Certainly, what I see as a physician, you have to understand, a doctor sees people that are ill and come in with medical problems, and many of them are referable to the gastrointestinal tract, that when you put people on diets that remove processed foods, that basically keeps them to the outside of the supermarket, fruits, vegetables, meat, chicken, and fish, and meat and red meat in very small quantities, and they stop eating processed foods, many, many, many of their symptoms will go away. Things like diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, bloating, even symptoms regarding relative to things like arthritis, to fatigue. So I think there's lots of people that have developed intolerances to processed foods. And I think if, in a perfect world, if we didn't have to rely on them or have them, we would all be better off.
All right, Dr. Mark, before I let you get going here, before we run out of time, I've got one more question for you. So what's the big one? If I want to add one vitamin to my daily diet supplement, what type of vitamin should I consider?
You know, I think a generic once-a-day multiple vitamin. Remember, most of these vitamins are water-soluble. The vitamins that are fat-soluble are A, E, D, and K. So they're all water-soluble. What that means in English, let's say you're eating your 3 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and you're not sure that you do it every day, so you want to make sure you don't miss and you take your once-a-day multiple vitamin that you can purchase pretty much anywhere. And if you look on the side, it will have the recommended daily allowance, the RDA, and there's other governing bodies. But most of them will meet the recommended daily allowance or even surpass it. Anything that your body doesn't need, it will excrete out into the urine. So there shouldn't really be any harm, generally speaking, to people taking a once-a-day multiple vitamin. And I think that there may be a lot of health benefits.
All right, Dr. Mark, thank you very much. And, of course, if you want more information on Dr. Mark or his practice, you can call 215-PREVENT or visit 215prevent.com. And be sure to join Dr. Mark when he talks about the value of vitamins versus nutrition tomorrow on Speak Your Peace at 1230 right here on 1490 WBCB. Thank you very much, Dr. Mark.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.